Greetings, Smash Bros. Enjoyers. My name is Gavin Ortweek.
What in the world was that? What? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
It's not on the script. It's not on the script. All right. I don't, yeah. What up? Oh, wait. damn it. I did the thing. Take it away, Haz.
What's going on, man?
This was stressful. I don't know.
I was trying to get freaky today.
That was insane. We are never recording on a Sunday again. That was wild. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's why. We're recording on a Sunday.
Yeah. I wanted to use the word greetings.
Yeah, we saw that. Cool. It's Matter Has. Another week, another episode of Tweet Talks, as we do. A little different this week, apparently. No one was ready for that. I don't even think Gavin. What's going on, guys? Hey, we have all four of us plus producer Chris in the building. I'm excited to talk about a little bit of Smash Bros. We're late this week. Gavin has been sick and grinding out weeklies. Charles is busy as always. Marcus busy as always. And same with me. So we finally got – we didn't want to skip a week, though. So we're back in there. And it's good to catch up with everyone. It's good to see everyone. And what's going on, Gavin?
I read that.
Because I'm afraid of you right now. Yep.
Oh. My bad.
He opened up with the greetings, humans.
He did, yeah.
Greetings. I'm doing all right. Just been playing a lot of Smash. Yeah, I'm doing well. Not much else to say. Keeping tabs on the NBA, going to locals, getting ready for like things like LMBM, Genesis, the big stuff. How's it going, Charles? Who read that? Who read that? No, he didn't.
Has always reads it, dude.
I didn't read it, but I knew it wasn't me. I wasn't even.
That was obvious.
I haven't been dialed in. I'm like, it's not coming to me yet.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't me. Then I did the math. I'm like, it's not Marcus either.
Yeah. I gotta say though, it is. It's December, so the snow has been getting wild. I've been shoveling snow all this time.
This guy is such a troll.
It has been raining. It is raining a lot.
I love that.
It's raining right now. It's raining right now. So
we
in the winter,
inches of snow today.
There are definitely viewers that pictured you in Hawaii shoveling snow as well. Like just you.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know there, you snows know? In Hawaii sometimes. Yeah, it'd be like that. It's never. I don't think there's ever been a recorded time there's been snow in Hawaii. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but. Yeah, in the wintertime, it usually just rains a lot. So, got a lot of rain, which means I got to cut the lawn some more. Big yard and stuff. Yeah. And yeah, so just mainly a lot of yard work because of the rain. And then kind of slowed down on just the construction work. I mean, I'm still doing most of it, but there's like Black Friday, I had to build a bunch of desks. Got some new computers, got to set up new computers, new desks, and all this other stuff around the house. Since raining, so just a bunch of stuff around the house. And another thing about the holidays that I'm not too big of a fan of is since everyone is going on outings and stuff, I feel like everyone just gets sick and you're just rolling the dice and you're like, man, I hope I get sick after the holidays or you're gonna get it before and stuff. So some of my family members are sick and I was sick last week for a little bit too, so just kind of recovering from that and, you know, slowly but surely grinding. What about you, Pink? Head nod, yeah. Of course.
Sweet.
Like vanilla ice cream. Baby.
I wasn't ready either way. I wasn't ready.
Bro. That was the easiest read ever.
Yeah, ready. Come on. That was right there.
Yeah, things are good. Little man sick. He's always sick. Daycare, woo-woo, every 2 weeks. Just lock it in. Clockwork. You know he's going to be sick. Like, but we haven't been getting sick, which is pretty good. I may have jinxed that or something. I went to a local recently. And look, okay, I haven't gone to one since October. I haven't really played. And, you know, I'm locking in. I'm sitting there. I'm playing some Marth, like a bunch of my friends there. So I'm playing friendlies. I'm playing against Wolf and I'm playing against Cloud. And I'm like, man,
oh, snap, Smash
Bros. This is fun.
Smash Brothers.
I'd sit down at the tournament. I play against Lucina round one, Wolf round two.
Oh, my goodness.
Steve.
Reality strikes
by round three.
And I'm just like,
round three's pretty good though.
How
it could have been worse.
How do I do this? Like, well, like I like this person's locked in there in practice. They're probably going to be our number one player in the region. And like, I did like a 4-day. I got footstool and veiled. I was like, my bad. Like I didn't space it perfectly. Like I did like a, like something that wasn't safe. I got up tilted. I took 80. It was like, I was at the top of the screen and they were finishing it with like the reverse bear or whatever. I got hit with like a combo. I was like, whatever, fair. And then like they did like the turnaround fair off stage to try to spike me. I was like, bro, this person is dialed in and I'm sitting here trying to play Marth. what am I doing?
Are we waiting for his Tass off so much that he just
I want to say, are we waiting for Haz to come back?
He might come back,
I mean, you can keep going. I'm pretty sure Haz is not going to miss you talking about Steve, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true. So I got like cooked game one. I switched to Minmin, and I was like, bro, I haven't played Minmin in like a year. What am I even doing? Like, I don't remember how to do this. It can't be that hard. And it's not, but like, when you die in one hit or like two hits every time, like
everything gets harder. Yeah.
Everything just feels like infinitely harder. So I got smoked and I'm like, all right. So then I go on to losers and I'm playing and I play against, I think Cloud, and I'm, you know, close game five set. I'm enjoying myself, bro. Smash Bros. And then I play against Kassia. And again, I'm Marth and I know, yo, Leo beat, dude. Riddles
4 years ago.
That was like 1999.
Bring out the ancient scrolls of Leo's Marth.
I think I did like that one. Like I tried to grab something and I just missed and I just died. Oh. And I was like,
that's not allowed.
Pulled out the Minmin. I got a game and I was just like, bro, this is not fun. Like, I'm not enjoying myself. And that's when I had this realization that, like, I'm not at the point where, like, I will do anything to win. Even if, like, I'm so competitive at heart and my brain is, like, I lost and I don't think I should be losing. Like, but as I was playing, I was like, bro, this is just not, I'm not enjoying myself. It's so tough. Like, I want to play Marth. And I can have fun when I'm playing against characters that aren't cheating, but then suddenly I fight the cheaters and like I'm not having fun anymore. Like, what about me? So that's part of the reason I originally picked up Minmin is because like I wanted to have fun and other people were trying to have fun. And I was like, well, we can't both have fun.
Yeah,
like,
whoa.
This is a long game. Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
There's only so much fun in the pool.
Exactly.
How dare you?
I want all 5 gallons.
It's like oxygen on a sinking submarine. Like only one of us is gonna have all the oxygen.
Exactly. You know? And Alt is a sinking submarine. No flame.
Sinking quick.
I did not mean to make that metaphor, by the way, because I'm very against being openly negative about things like that. I love Ultimate still.
I do too. I love watching it and playing it when I'm not playing against cheaters unless I'm a cheater.
My Lucario.
Playing with friends and not playing against specific characters. Yeah. I think in any fighting game, when it feels like you have to only do like a handful of options perfectly to stand a chance, it's like, man, to me, what makes Smash feels fun is it when you're able to free flow and you're able to do a bunch of different options and it feels like you and your opponent's strategies are overlapping each other and you're trying to like pick up the pieces that are the best or certain specific mix-ups within the two overlapping matchups. The characters that are good in Ultimate now is like, okay, whatever your character does, I don't gaff. I'm doing this and you, the other player, has to deal with this. And how you deal with this is, if you make any mistakes or whatever, you're taking 80, you automatically die. Well,
I think a good example is Marcus mentioning he tried to grab something and he was like reminded he can't. That's where the no fun comes in, because like a lot of stuff gets turned off. So it's like, how are you supposed to win if the other person knows that so many things are turned off? Playing RPS with less options available is really difficult.
And it's not like Steve was the only character that's done this in Smash history. Like, one example from Smash 4, you couldn't attack off the Angel platform because Bayo could witch time you, and you're literally invincible off the Angel platform. And if you got witch time, you'd die. That is like one of the few Smash, I think it is the only Smash game you can literally die from being invincible on the Angel platform. So there's other characters. I still think Steve is the most egregious top tier we've ever had, because he like change, like he's making terrain, which is like you're transcending the game mechanics or whatever. But yeah, bro, it's, this has happened in so many different
smashes. I stumbled upon something that put Steve at the third best Smash character of all time. I was a little appalled.
Who was above him? Meta Knight and Bayo.
Bayo was two and Meta Knight was one.
Okay. Which Bayo?
Pre-patch?
They didn't specify, but it's safe to all of
them. All of them together. It has to be the entire
group. Not all of them. Just the one that was most relevant.
I think the pre-patch Bayo is the best character of all time. I don't think it's close.
Yeah.
Thank you, King.
I just don't like that conversation because it didn't really exist.
It's also hard to get a... Like someone, a professional's opinion on that is someone that had to have competed at a high level in Smash 64. Mel, like I don't know if this person good exists. Point. You know what I mean? Like you, it's always bits and pieces from people.
Honestly,
where's Isaiah?
Larry might be the only,
shroomed, bro.
Only person Larry, qualified.
Yeah, Larry's up there. I mean, Isam would be another person I think of immediately. Just someone that has spat.
Wizzy, bro, like, Wizzy.
Wizzy, Dark Wizzy, yeah.
No.
Or not Dark Wizzy, no, Wizzy. Wizrobe, my bad. Yeah.
Wizrobe. Bro.
Too much Wiz.
He'll tell us something about Mario in every game.
That's true, yeah.
Damn, actually, yeah, Wizrobe is probably the
I think best it's Meta Knight, person. Very clearly.
I don't know about that.
I played Yoshi and Brawl. True.
I played.
It's hard to trust Gavin's opinion on like some of the older stuff, but like Brawl is like where
it's only hard. Anything, no, right? I think it's only hard because like pre-patch Bayo wasn't that lived that long, like long enough. Like
Steve is better than Bayo.
There's so much things to establish here, okay? Because are we talking like Meta Knight with infinite dimension cape where it hits you once and disappears? Are we talking what kind of planking rules? Like, because Meta Knight planking is fucking crazy, but if he can't plank and he has to actually fight you, then it's a different story. Is Bayo pre-patch?
Is it post-patch?
Yes, it is. When
Smash Con.
You didn't see the buzz popping off? That was 32! Or whatever the dude, that
go.
The buzz is best pop-off, dude.
Which is saying a lot.
Is the flicker on? Is it off? Like,
didn't you say you lose? There's so much questions involved. Like that.
Yeah, you lose. I can't remember that. Dude, it is his best pop off by far. And he like scrolls down to the ledge grab because it says in the post game or whatever.
That is so fucking godlike. Steve's better than Bayo.
Not pre-patch.
I don't care about pre-patch. That shit lasted for 2 days.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Steve got nerfed too, didn't he?
I think you need to assume.
Wasn't there a patch that technically changed, Steve?
I think it's fair to assume that we're talking about the most common and most represented version of that character. If they're bad and they get nerfed, you don't be like, oh, the bad version was the worst. It's like, yeah, obviously it got nerfed. Like, that's gone.
Right? Smash 4 Donkey Kong. We're just talking about the bad version.
God. Yeah, exactly. We're talking about Smash 4 Donkey Kong before the buffs. God.
Okay.
There's one way to solve this. We'll track the data and we'll see how carried the Steve players are in the next game, and we'll look at how carried the Bayo players were going into Ultimate. That. We'll compare. We'll trend the data.
Did you trend then we'll Brawl, truly declare the Meta Knight from Brawl to Smash 4?
Were Brawl Meta Knights carried going
there
into
were
Smash 4?
So the thing is, there were so like many of them though. Like, who didn't play Meta Knight at one point?
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're just talking about the Brawl community.
Yeah, basically.
If you weren't playing Meta Knight, you were trolling.
Yeah.
I think Sephiroth's going to get buffed in the next game.
Bro, what?
Gavin from left field.
Sephiroth's again? That's buffed. The second Sorry. Time this episode.
I've just been thinking about it a lot. I think he's genuinely a candidate for buffs.
Of course he is. Look at the class of DLC he came in and his results comparatively after the initial 6 months. It's laughable. It's not even close.
I think I'm going to be eating good, bro.
I have seen you be going Sephiroth in some of your locals. So, is Project Bayo still happening? Looks like Project Sephiroth is back online. Dang, you cut the funding on Project Bail? Dang.
The resources have been reallocated.
Allocated to Project Sephiroth.
I don't know.
Project Genova.
People have been asking. I don't know what my plans are, but yeah, I've been going solo Sephiroth at locals.
How are you liking it? The silence says it all, Ma.
It's been good. I went to two back-to-back, one on Thursday and one on Friday. It's just been good. I think getting the reps in regardless of whatever I'm doing character-wise is really important. And the socialization is so good, like so important too. I think I mentioned that on bonus content or something, but it's been a good time. Like I said, I think just getting the reps in are so important. Otherwise, there's just going to be things I just don't do in game, whether it's like a lack of confidence or creativity. Like just getting the reps in like really has opened my, even just going into Friday after going to a local Thursday, I was already like a bit more creative and like doing things differently. And so, yeah, it's been good. I've just been playing only Sephiroth for whatever reason. So
I think that's good too. If you're going to a local Thursday, then go to another local Friday. It's not exactly the same. It's a lower level, obviously, but majors are back to back, right? And so it's like
a lot of playing, you know, yeah.
You're in an environment where you can be the best player in the room Saturday, and then you get 32nd because the next day you played like shit. But on Saturday, if the turn, like in a hypothetical, you were just playing really well, if the tournament just played all out in one day, you would have won or something like that, right? So
there's a lot of
competitors have to deal with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Something that's really scary with Sephiroth is fighting the demons that turn you into like just a back air bot. Like it's really hard not to be really, really basic and like afraid.
Gavin hates being a back air bot.
Dude, when I start playing like a back air bot or just like F tilting and like just clearly just don't know what to do and I'm just afraid. It's like that's why getting the reps in is important, so we can defeat that demon.
Because I've been watching you at most of yours. Oh, yeah. I'm doing great, by the way. Thanks for checking in, guys. Really appreciate
it.
Dang
it, I was going to
wait, no,
that.
Dude, we didn't ask, dude.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't. Oh, my fault. I didn't do this. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
dude, can you stop talking about
well, I was doing well, but now I'm pretty perturbed. No, I'm good, thanks. I have actually been watching a lot of Smash because I have been watching Gavin's locals. And actually, Paris Light has been streaming, which has been really good content. Exactly. That's what I said. What the hell's going on here? But he streams his Metafy lessons, and it's all basically Fox mains who want to get better. And like, what better person to ask? He owes us one for this plug, by the way. I'm just gonna say that. Like, this is natural. Like, I'm just talking about it. But it is really interesting, and something I always like to do in commentary and just in general. I find it interesting, no matter what. Is talk to top players and get them to say what their insights are, why they think a certain way, or what they're looking for, and all this other stuff. And like something that helped me a lot, like Charles, when we were doing top eight of Supernova this year, is that Wrath, shout out to Wrath, gave me a lot of good insight into what Hurt would be looking for as Sonic, you know, in his upcoming matchups and all this stuff, which is really helpful because I don't fucking play as Sonic, you know, I don't do that. I don't know what I'm looking for. So I need to talk to someone who knows what they're talking about, you know, so you can, you know, appear like you're informed or know what you're talking about, which is good. But yeah, listen to Paris talk about, he does his Metafy lessons live, which I think is great content. But if I'm a Fox main, I'm not buying his Metafy lessons. I'm just watching him stream and just stealing the notes. Yeah. Like, there's just, so that's like one thing that I would caution him with, where it's like, I think it's great that he streams them and they're good content, and his Patriot or his Metafy people, students get the VOD too, which is really helpful. But it's just really cool to hear him talk about Fox and then also like complain about Fox in ways that doesn't make any sense. But also, you know, if you're a Fox main, it probably speaks to you in some way. Like, oh yeah, Fox can't kill. It's like, oh, okay. Anyway, here we go. But yeah, it's been cool because I've been watching you play and you've been going all Sephiroth, which has been stressful to watch. Dude, he's a stressful character because he kind of, in a really weird way, reminds me of Belmont, where Belmonts are heavy at least, but the recovery obviously sucks is where they're different. It's like, you could just be winning and then you fair and they Z axis it and they grab you and you take 50 and you're off stage and you just die. Like, you just die, especially against, you know, you're playing against good DKs like Noodle. It's like, do you live over 80% ever? No. Okay. That's cool. You're winning.
Dude, all the time. Mm-hmm. I'll reach like 70 and I'll be like, oh, that's a new record.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But it's just like Belmont, where I'm like, if this Belmont drops this ledge trap and this character gets their feet underneath them and they grab, that's it. Like, you just loot. You're not winning. Like, it just doesn't ever really feel like you're comfortably winning, because for a character that's so frail, his advantages, especially, like, I know you're still like working on him. Like, if you're not, when he's played perfectly, he looks pretty great. But when he starts whiffing shit and like doesn't hit things and like the things you have to do, it's just like, what the fuck? It's stressful to watch you play. But I'm glad, similar to what you were saying, it made me think of this, which is, you're working on just because not being a back air bot. It's like, where do you get that X factor of like what you do in those situations? You work through it, playing against good players. Free flowing
as much as possible, staying creative, taking risks where you think it's appropriate, like all that stuff.
And that's all experience. And that's what you see even when top level players pick their, you know, their whatever, they're not their mains and whatever. Yeah. I want to say alts. I don't know why I'm thinking that.
Secondaries.
Their pockets. There you go. Yeah. I was like, why can't I think of this word? What a weird episode.
Greetings.
Smashy award winner, by the way.
The greetings episode. The one crazy that no one talks about.
Forbidden. Yeah. This might have to be bonus content. But yeah, it's, you just see that part is missing. Like that part, that X Factor scramble, like crazy stressful situation and not knowing what to do. Because
they haven't been put under enough stress.
It hasn't been under the pressure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is so crazy. So yeah, it's been cool watching your stuff roll. It's starting to cook more, which is good.
Thanks.
Yeah,
but
it still has.
I need to see you go off stage. What's up, man? What's up with the
big issue?
Come on,
I've won all the events I've attended. I got second to Phantom Steve at one of them, though. Shouts to Phantom, good stuff. There's probably a bunch of shouts I could do because I've gone to so many. But yeah, I felt like I was too conservative with some of my advantages.
But it's hard to say that though at the same time, because you're so frail. So I get the, like, it's easy to be the person sitting behind the desktop chilling like this and being like, what the hell, why don't you just edgeguard with Sephiroth? And it's like, yes, that's true, and like probably should be taking more risk, but at the same time it's way different. And I hate it when people that have never gone to a Smash tournament say that, because I, at least if you have gone to a Smash tournament, there's the caveat of like, okay, like, let me put myself in the competitor shoe. It's scary being a tall, light character, like a Mewtwo or a Rosa, right? You can get hit by rising aerials out of shield or any scramble situation. You get screwed over and you just die. And the thing with Sephiroth, I noticed when I'm watching you play, is Sephiroth, it can go south, like, extremely fast. Like, you're not driving off a cliff, like, you're going into a black hole. It's crazy. And it's like, it almost reminds me of Lucario, where I'll watch you get a lead and I'm like, interesting, okay, got a stock lead, wait, that means Wing isn't coming, which means the first thought goes and you don't get Wing, you die at like 90 or 80, no Wing, boom, dead. Or like, you get Wing as you die, then you spawn in on your next stock and then die at 60 or 70 again, and then now you're down a stock and you did it. Like, I've seen you play games where you're on your last stock and you've not gotten a single scenario with Wing. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, that, to me, those are like the most rough Sephiroth games. And I do think that you bringing up the, like, being in back air mode, you have to go through those phases, because you have to still, like, you still have to go through those phases so you know how your opponent plays under those circumstances to then break the tempo and things like that, which you always talk about how, like, Psy B is like that main tempo break, right?
Shadow Flare is my goat.
Dude,
when you're laughing, that's a good sign.
You're right though, too, Charles, where it's like, it reminds me of that tweet that went viral during the Olympics, where it's like, you know, an like a Olympic level archer or like someone doing like a perfect, you know, crazy twist dive off of a high dive, and they barely mess it up, and it's a big fat guy on the couch saying, "Fucking loser!" Like, hey, you miss that. Same thing. It's like, but with you, I'm like, why play Sephiroth if you're not going to do those things? Like, that's part of it. And obviously, I know you're building your confidence up, and I also trust you to do those things. So I'm not sitting here like, wow, what an idiot, he should be doing these things. I'm like, why is he not doing these things? And I know a lot of it is just confidence and feeling it out and figuring it out. but it sucks when it's like, you know, and dude, shout out to Noodles recoveries, because they are very, very good, by the way, for Donkey Kong, which is not a surprise, I guess, when you see a good Donkey Kong player. But man, it's just like, ah, oh, fuck. Like, there's definitely something not there yet, but I'm glad you're sticking with it and trying it. And as always, it's just interesting to talk about your character pool and whatever. Yeah. But I want to see, like, the tweak X Factor applied to the Sephiroth. Like, right now you're being safe with it, which I totally understand, too, because you're also just coming back to playing in tournaments. Like, let's get that straightened out as well. Like, this is still pretty fresh for you. Like, when did you come back? Like, what was the first? How long has it been since you really came back and started going to?
Where was the first tournament?
When was that again?
About a month ago.
No way. That's kind of crazy. Like, just coming back at all is wild.
I thought it was early November, right? Am I crazy?
Oh, I believe you guys. So I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah. When I went to my local on Thursday, I played against Noodle in a few sets, of course. And I also played against EO's Bowser too. So when I'm playing Diddy Kong, heavies are like not even on my radar, to be honest. It's really nice. But when I'm playing Sephiroth, it's like really scary. Especially like the tough guy interactions with Shadow Flare and like just weird stuff. So you got to play well, but you also have to be like an appropriate risk taker. And I think just finding that balance is really nice. And then when I played on Friday, I played a lot of matchups that were a little different. So it was a good balance of stuff. Counter is another thing that's just like so important. But you just really got to have a good handle on who you're up against.
Bro, I need to see you start doing parry counter. You know how that interaction works.
Yeah.
Like that is actually.
I do it more. I do it versus Wolf and Sonic the most.
Yeah, like just meeting nairs.
Like that's really cool. I do parry homing attack, and you can still counter it.
It just has to be an active move. Like some rehit moves can work, but you'll parry, but the hitbox won't be active on your character. But you can parry into counter, and that active hitbox can still hit your counter, but not hit your character.
Yeah,
so it's a cool tech.
I got to play against Rob in Grand Finals on Friday, and I think that matchup is like really bad for Sephiroth. So it was cool because I played against Luigi in Winners Finals, which is like really good. So I'm glad I got the balance of like, okay, you made it to Grand Finals, but like play against a harder matchup, blah, blah, blah. And I was landing a bunch of situations/moves I wasn't landing on Thursday. So I'm definitely getting somewhere like very clearly just from what's happening on the screen. So I like having something I can like visually see that's like shows there's growth, because sometimes that's not always there. Like I landed a bunch of up tilts on Friday with Sephiroth, which is cool because it's like the coolest move in the game, but it's like just a really
top three-ish Sephiroth move.
Very inconsistent.
Honestly. It's not close to top three, but I've been thinking about it more. No. I've been thinking about it more because one thing I think that like Sephiroth truly lacks is when he has you in like a vertical advantage state, the only way he can really like threaten you is with up air, right? And he kind of has to double jump to like get it to auto cancel. So it's like this weird thing, right?
It's so clunky.
But because like up tilt exists and it hits so high off the screen, if your tracking is good enough, there becomes like a threat where there's like a quick kill move, and suddenly like
they have to press something a bit sooner.
Yeah, so now suddenly like there's a way that you can kind of play out your vertical advantage state to like potentially lead to stocks, and now like you can also just between like threaten with the up air, you don't even have to go for the up air, you could just like jump land. And then it starts to add, like, that's when the layers start to add. And when I was watching, because I just watched, like, the VODs back, I didn't watch it live, I was like, bro, why did I never think of this? Like, yeah. I was, like, kind of mad. Like, I was just sitting there, I was like, I don't get it. Obviously, there's still some, like, angles and areas, and, like, some characters drift a little too fast. So, like, it's not super consistent. But it is something that, like, adds a lot of depth to his advantage state that I think people kind of like wrote off originally because it's like, bro, this move's really skinny.
It's also one of those things where if you're going to whiff, like maybe in some situations you'd rather be on the ground anyway.
Yeah. And like, because it lingers, there's some, even some times where you can like kind of throw it out early as a check, especially if they like already use their double jump or something like that. Or if you're trying to like get them to burn their double jump, you can like throw it out early as a check. And if it like lingers for a little bit, like, and they jump over it, then like you can start, I guess, your true advantage, even though.
Parry up tilt is so swag. I also got like, I caught like a neutral get up with it, which is really inconsistent. But when it, when you do, it's cool because it's a little bit faster than F tilt.
How active is the scoop? Do you have like 1, 2, 3 frames? Probably not a lot, right?
I don't know. Because
you're talking about scooping them with the front part, right? Yeah. On normal get up?
Yeah. It's just the grounded scoop is just so inconsistent because like depending on where you scoop them, it determines like how strong the move is because of how much they get elevated. So there's like a lot of times where you'll land it and it doesn't kill at like,
you'll what,
150 plus.
Where did he go?
Because it just gets like the weak hitbox. But sometimes when you land that move, it is so violent and
Gavin's not on my screen.
Rewarding that it just feels like I have to use it more. So I'll figure it out. But yeah, if you're up against floaty characters, it's a little bit easier to justify too. It lingers a bit. They're less likely to reversal you. And it's also stage dependent too. Like sometimes because you want your up airs to mostly be IDJ height or higher, some stages you don't want, the platform actually gets in the way. So you'd probably rather be grounded. There's also the annoying mini game between like smash attacking an air dodge, going for a traditional up air, countering their reversal attempt. It's like, if you could just find a way to play consistently normal without always having to do that, it's nice. That's something that makes the Rob matchup really annoying, is there's a lot of ways to cash out, but it's really easy to be wrong. Between like getting an air dodge or countering an aerial, basically.
You can't parry counter Robner, right? There's no way. There's no universe, right?
Probably some of them, yeah. Like some of, you probably could.
Maybe not like an upbeat one, because the upbeat one is
safer. If they're like too close to the ground, probably not. But if they do it like early, maybe.
One thing I was
just doing parry jab the whole time.
Yeah, parry jab seemed pretty consistent. What, frame 5 is your jab?
Yeah, and a lot of the nairs were like kind of high, so it was like a lot. Yeah. It was visually more obvious that I could at least. Because that's another thing with up tilt too. If you parry something and they're not even hitting the ground yet, it's like you're not. It's not going to do anything. So you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up tilt's really good too for certain ledge trap scenarios because they like to get over you. But it's one of those things where if you're wrong, like you just get nowhere. But it could be. It's just a. Jude was basically calling it Sephiroth's only cash out move that isn't like a ridiculous commitment, so
that's right. Yeah. Very important move.
Quick kill move is, I think that's his only one, right? Up tilt's his only quick kill move.
It's,
I'm pretty
great.
Sure that's
his, it's frame 10. It's one of his fastest moves.
That's right. Yeah. Which makes it very, very important.
Dang, probably like top 3. Yeah.
Let's not get carried away here. That's kind
2-1
kind of ridiculous. True. Yeah, you're not giving enough credit actually.
I mean, I guess Nair's the only one that could possibly confirm into like a back air or something. That would be the only other like quick kill confirm move. But that's like very specific.
Neutral air is frame 9.
No, really?
Yeah.
No way.
What?
Wow. I thought it was faster. I thought that move was like 6-ish. It feels like a 6, but I guess it's a 9.
Good.
Dang, your Nair out of shield is frame 12. Whoo, booty.
Yeah, don't be punished.
This character is
nothing.
Bro, you have to footstool.
Yeah, and it's the thing with Sephiroth. Like we were talking about Rob a little bit. It's like, or Captain Falcon or some shit. It's like any character that once they get in can just like face roll mash. Bro, this ultimate is the mashiest Smash game like ever, basically. So if you're picking a character and it's like they're like Sephiroth and they're light and they're big and they don't have a way to say get the fuck off me, Like, at least Belmont has a good up B. Thank God. Like, at least they have that. Sephiroth, I'm like...
How do you think Belmont does versus Sephiroth?
I don't know. I think it's fine.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's... Do you think they win? Do you think Belmont wins?
Is Belmont a better character
than Sephiroth? I will say Sephiroth does not win.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yes. That's actually the first thought I had. Which
that is the only thing I will say. I will not elaborate further.
I don't think Belmont wins either, though. Like, it feels kind of like sometimes yes, but other times hell no.
I could be trolling.
Dude, I don't think they win. Hold on.
But it's, I was talking about this with Marcus and Jude a little bit. Like, it's so sad. I wish Sephiroth, like, consistently did well versus zoners, but he does not at all. He struggles heavily with zoners. My hardest set on Friday was against Toon Link, and it was fucking tough. I had to really dig deep. Like, the third game was fine, but I could have very easily just been 2-0'd without having a chance to win. It's just, when characters are tiny, they're throwing things at you, you're as big as Ridley, like, it's really hard to access certain grounded characters, especially when they're small. Yeah, like, everyone always thinks, like, oh, the Diddy Kong Sephiroth thing, like, that's great. It's like okay. Like, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of zoners Diddy Kong does so much better against. Like, actually, like, I would probably go Diddy Kong against Belmont before Sephiroth.
I think you should, just because of where your Diddy Kong's at, especially right now compared to your Sephiroth. But also, yeah. Like...
Because I was playing against a Belmont on stream yesterday, and it was going great. But a lot of people, like, you know, we just started chatting. I was like, to be honest, I don't think this matchup's that great.
No. I don't, like, if I was to enter a bracket and I was, like, exclusively going Belmont and my first opponent was a Sephiroth, I'd be like, that's fine. That works. Like, yeah. Definitely worse things out there for sure. Yeah. Definitely better things out there.
I don't think Sephiroth is that great at dealing with tether recoveries either.
Yeah, I'm not scared of him on stage. Yeah.
I do ledge slip forward air, but it's like a big gamble. Like, if
you miss, now you're getting ledge trapped.
If it misses, I'm very uncomfortable for the next, like, 30 seconds, if not dead.
Dom, T3 Dom's last matchup chart had Sephiroth as even, but that was like
4 years ago or something.
I think it's, I would say,
because to be nice, I want to be as nice as possible to Belmont, but that character fucking sucks.
You're right. So
it puts it into perspective that my character sucks.
Yeah, but Belmont has, like, decent matchups against better characters than Sephiroth, that's for sure.
We actually do well against a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah. Well, and the reason I say...
We do well against, like, Icy's and Luigi and stuff.
They play at similar ranges, at least.
They,
like,
do.
I wish I could angle my stuff like you.
No. That's their thing. Come on. I'll trade for your upbeat.
Actually, imagine Sephiroth angling forward air. He'd be broken.
Ledge slip, angle down, forward air.
Oh, Kirby, you want to fucking crouch, bro?
God. Oh.
What was I going
to
say?
I don't have to reverse up air, frame 1,000.
What the hell was I going to say? Yeah, I just had a good thought, but now I'm picturing Sephiroth fighting against Kirby, which is distracting.
Angling down forward air
against Kirby. Yeah, and angling his fares and
fighting
stuff.
Fighting is very funny. They're not fighting each other.
And if you angle down, you do a corn pin, and then Sephiroth can do a little twirl kick, right?
Yeah. Dude, yeah. I can do the fair stab on the ground with angled down fair and just
What if they buff Sephiroth, but it's in a way that you hate? Like they change him fundamentally, and you don't like the way he plays anymore.
They remove Shadow Flare.
I don't like the way he plays now.
No, you don't, which is
what
a problem.
What if they remove Shadow Flare? Pro's dropping them.
For what?
And up tilt.
I can't get rid of my second best move.
That's right.
Sephiroth's the only Brawl character in Ultimate, man. It's sad. Yeah.
It's kind of awesome. You could, sometimes, though.
I guess. I don't know if you want to be a Brawl character in Ultimate.
We're doing things the old-fashioned way.
Not good.
Real.
And also, that was 2 games ago. It's not like he's a Smash 4 character, so that's really bad. Like, you could probably still be a Smash 4 character and do fine. You know, like, it could, if you're extreme enough, it could be
Smash
fine.
Smash 4 characters, that's probably a compliment.
You're not even a Brawl.
Depends on who you're talking about.
You're a Brawl mid-tier in Ultimate. Like, you're not Meta Knight.
I'm Brawl Ike.
Yeah, you're Brawl
Ike. Brawl Ike rules, though.
He does, dude.
He does rule.
Why is he doing that?
His up air.
Why was he doing that?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, the reason I think Sephiroth is quote-unquote complimentary to Diddy Kong is not because, like, oh, he beats Zoners. It's that he specifically does well against matchups that dumpster Diddy Kong, like Ice Climbers and shit like that. Like, that's... He does.
Yeah, he does.
He does do well in those matchups, but not like... It's not like it's a perfect coverage thing. It's like, wow, you should use Sephiroth for, like, four matchups, maybe. Or three, maybe.
There's a couple where they do well in both, and it's very nice. Like, I like people for both.
That's great.
I do think Diddy Kong does well versus Icy's, but Sephiroth Icy's is very funny. Luigi is a blessing. Like, having a couple blessings is cool. I'm trying to think of anything else that is a blessing for Sephiroth.
Bro, have you played against Snake since you picked up Sephiroth?
No.
Yeah, he. I mean, you use Snake against MVD.
Most
Snake.
Of his good, yeah.
Oh.
And no, I mean, like yeah. no, I mean, like...
In no, the- it's funny. On Sunday, the one I got second to Phantom... I played against Aloe in Losers Finals, and he played like a lot of characters. He's just really good. Yeah. But he went Snake against me, which is fair. And I went Diddy Kong because I was in the mindset of like, if I can warm up the Diddy Kong while winning Losers Finals, I was hoping to beat Phantom with Diddy Kong in Grands because I went all Sephiroth in Winners Finals and lost 3-2. And I won 3-0. And I've been kind of gaming against Snake as Diddy Kong lately. I don't know why. I had this a Wi-Fi session or two where something just clicked, and I have not struggled since. But I might just be trolling, and it might come back to bite me eventually. But I won 3-0. And then in Grands, I kind of rotated characters. It didn't go as smoothly as I wanted. I reset the bracket, but then I lost set two, and I was kind of just flipping characters around. So I would have gone Sephiroth, but I was in the mindset of like, I need a plan if I am to make it to grand finals. But yeah, I think Sephiroth does pretty good versus Snake. I've played online still, and it's usually pretty good. It can get dicey, but I usually have a way to win all the time. It's just, it's hard. Like, navigating around shit when you're that big is really annoying, but there's still, like, if Snake makes a mistake or two, like, he dies really early. And that the pressure, having that pressure is nice. He, like, his shield is always in danger, like, shit like that.
Is up air good? Does up air kind of, like, cover the
best up air matchups in the game?
Okay, yeah, because it's like, if you beer versus grenade or not, I don't care.
That grenade, bro. I don't care.
I'm underneath
more damage. It's cool. And then having something for Steve is cool too. I think I would prefer to just stick it out with Sephiroth against Steve's and just.
Dude, I don't know, man. That I watched the set you were talking about against Phantom, and dude, that Diddy upbeat was doing work. I know. A while ago, you were like, man, everyone just says to just. Upbeat barrels the thing, and that's all it is.
Lucky they might have been right, bro.
Yes, what I'm saying. When I was watching, I was like,
there's a thing that happens in the game. So there was one or two games specifically where it was nice because it's like because I'm doing like 100 damage to myself in the game. Like, it's a lot.
Dude, die at 50, who calves? Like, you're dead on the spot, bro.
Yes,
you spawn in
at 100%. This is what happens. If it's like you're putting on a lot of pressure, right? Like, you're always like, the walls don't last very long at all. No matter what it is, they're it's getting blown up. When you take the first stock and you look down at Steve's materials and he has nothing because you've been barreling them the whole game, you have this moment to snowball, which is really cool. It's just hard because it's the finest line ever because you do that much damage to yourself. But I feel you. I had the same thing, Charles, and I wish I didn't feel that because I wish I just had one character to go against Steve. But the Diddy Kong thing is cool because if things go well, like, it can really screw Steve over because the walls are just non-existent. It's just hard. I think I was a little too conservative with both characters, so maybe a couple tweaks here and there, if a little bit of something else happened, like a little more experience, it's not bad at all. Maybe different stages, like stuff like that.
Yeah, I noticed, I mean, just from like watching and studying the matches, because I know that's a matchup you struggle with. I noticed that you were on certain stages with block and wood, or a dirt and wood. The dirt and wood blocks, you wouldn't barrel. You would use normals. Like
four dirt, I don't barrel.
Yes.
In theory, I would literally barrel everything else. I don't care.
But everything else you just barreled, right? And then
yeah, dirt is like easy, but
so like Smashville Town, then you might not have to take as much damage, but it does take longer to mine the materials with more health. So that's more mining time. And if your damage, like if your DPS with the barrels is just faster than what he can mine, because it takes like another second to mine stone on PS2, then that's good, because then they'll just have less blocks overall.
Time, like I wasn't happy with PS2, I'll say that much.
Well, yeah, I'm just giving an example in terms of materials, right? Just thing like stages that have more maybe stone, or you know, because like essentially there's the low material stages, which is why I think if we made it so if Steve can't ban or strike, that would matter a decent amount, because the opposing player would always get to pick.
I think Steve having three bans is always really overwhelming.
Yes, because they get to manipulate what, like, if they want to make it so they want to have high quality materials, they can just ban all the low quality. Like, three bans is more than enough to get rid of Smashville Town. And then all of a sudden, you're not working with dirt or wood anymore. So it's like, yeah, it feels pretty tough. And the crazy thing about the barrels, too, is it bounces you back. So they can't dash attack you.
Yeah.
Even if they were
DMT like. DMT is a little tricky to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
It just, it delays the game slightly longer.
And it also felt like you understood the windows, which you could take more risks to get more of a snowball factor going. But again, it's like you said, it's a fine line, because if you dash attack into Steve,
it's a really cool strategy. It's cool.
Yeah. If you get up tilted, you can take 80 and just like lose all the momentum. They get all the materials back, right? You still need to be surgical and careful.
I've gone from 0 to 100 with barrels. I've been super conservative with it. I've been insane with it. And right now I'm right back to like using it 9 times out of 10. Like,
he's spamming.
Fuck this wall.
Well, you just want to make banana online, because if you barrel and you have banana online, you jump backwards, and then the threat of the banana throw is immediately there.
It's just one of those things where it's like we get face to face for a second. It's like, all right, do you want to keep mining or do you want to interact? And it's just like you ask that question like over and over and over and over and over, and then it starts to become like. There's a little less interaction between the two characters, but you're more likely to win because like they have so much less materials. But Diddy Kong is just often at a high percent. But I think it's worth it.
Well, not a lot of characters.
I would still rather just play Sephiroth against Steve. But
as a watcher, it's like the most extreme version of like Sephiroth happening. Like, oh, this is going great. Oh, this is going awesome. Oh, it's over. Never mind. He lost. Like what the fuck? He got up tilted and now he's dead. Like, oh shit. Like,
the funniest scenario ever is
Diddy too.
You hit a shadow flare.
Yes, I agree.
You hit a shadow flare and they roll through it and tank the hit. And they up tilt you and they kill you before the shadow flare can explode.
It's
pretty
crazy. I really love what Charles was saying about the barrels at the wall, because when you don't have it as Sephiroth, you trying to deal with it versus you just barreling it and like getting rid of the problem. I'm like, wow, that's fucking nice to have when you can do it. Like that rule
feels like it's fine.
What?
You just back air an F tilt. Yeah. There is annoying things where you fair stab when you don't want to.
Well, that's
very funny.
And then when you get hit, you die. Like that's like the.
Don't we all?
Yeah. I'm back. Hey. Yep.
Don't we all?
Yep. Don't we all?
Fair enough.
Connect.
I think I could have done a lot better, of course. Also, one thing. I said this on my stream, and I think it's funny, but it is low-key annoying. So, as a community, right, we all complain about Steve, and we hate Steve. Like, Steve is broken, whatever. We all agree to some sort of extent, right? We've been on the same page for quite a while. So why, when I lose to Steve, is it time to make fun of Gavin for losing to Steve? I thought this character was broken. I thought we all lost to Steve. The second I lose to Steve, it's like, wow. It's like, can we pick one?
No.
Can y'all hop off, please? I'm playing the character that is famous for being bad. Can I just try my best? I thought Steve was broken. All of a sudden, when I lose to Steve, it's funny and it's not broken anymore. Like, what is happening?
Have y'all noticed this? We're sorry for laughing at you, Gavin. We're sorry.
Yeah, like,
don't say we. I'm
Charles,
not sorry.
Charles is always messaging me laughing.
It's hilarious.
After the set,
I just get a clip of Gavin dying to like diamond forward smash at 40, and I just
Omega all caps,
LOL, or I can't.
But I just think it's so bizarre how flip floppy it is. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah, I think with
you, it's a popular, it's a bigger community, right?
It has been.
They do it to Leo too.
Yeah,
I think
it's like, oh, all of a sudden, I'm trash. It's not Steve being broken anymore.
I think with you, it's specifically Steve, because it is such a, that sucks for you, like really bad. Like that has notably been really tough for you, you know?
Yeah. Like, but what about everyone else?
And Leo.
Oh, I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying, I think you, there's like this, and Leo, yeah. But it's like, yeah. Cause it's like, when you think of like people who bring up, like if you were to pull up like random tweet or whatever that says this player loses to Steve, you would assume like how much the percentage of the time it's about you is more than other people is what you're saying, right? Like why is it associated with you? Is that your question?
No, I'm just surprised. Like when I lose a tournament to Steve, that all of a sudden the topic is more so like, I can't LOL Gavin loses to Steve every time. Instead of like, I thought Steve was just like the best character. Like why does the dynamic change like every once in a while to poke fun at like X player for losing to Steve? It's like, it is a severe.
I feel like
there's something lacking.
Whatever you're seeing is probably not people that go to tournaments and play in tournaments, because I feel like if any group of people would sympathize with losing to Steve is if you go out onto the battlefield and you're getting anviled, you're getting forward smashed, like you understand the bullshit that is
happening. I promise, I swear on my life, it is not affecting my life negatively. I promise. I swear on everything. What I just brought up is not affecting me negatively. I am very honest on this show. If it was, I promise I would mention it. I just think it's pretty ridiculous how flip-floppy it is.
It's just a bunch of people that don't go to tournaments, bro, and it's a bunch of people that have never been out there, they've never even gone to a tournament, so they don't even know what it feels like, and they're just talking shit, dude, just to make themselves feel better. It is what it is.
Maybe I need to think like that, though. Maybe I need to.
I mean, it is.
Maybe Steve, maybe he's not that good.
No. I can go on for hours.
Wrong approach is what I would say. Very wrong approach. Hey, that oncoming tornado, probably not that dangerous, actually. It was probably fine. Let's not do anything.
No, let's hang out outside.
Yeah.
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 I'm going to need you to
hang out upstairs with lights on. No?
Yeah, you got to respect Mr. Steven in bracket, Gavin.
If
you don't respect Mr. Steven, you're going to be doing some wild shit and just dying at zero.
Yeah, I went to one. We're recording this on Sunday, so if we backtrack, I went to Bears on Friday. It was a great time. Thanks for having me. I always go to Sector on Thursdays. Shouts to all the South Jersey players. I really loved hanging out with all of you. I got second on Sunday at Fireside. We did a TSM Jersey Mike's thing. That was pretty great. Sat down. I gave out a bunch of sandwiches and gift cards and played with people. That was cool.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yes. And it was at Rutgers, which is already like affiliated with Jersey Mike's in the first place. So it kind of made it easier. And then shouts to Phantom for winning the whole tournament. Also shouts to Noodle. We traded sets on Thursday. Just good experience getting blown up by DK, trying to find my confidence. You know what I mean? What else? I won a tournament on a Saturday, like around like Thanksgiving time with both Diddy Kong and Sephiroth. We might have talked about that one already. I just went to a bunch of stuff and it's been great. I think the socialization has been the best part. I think something that I mentioned on the bonus content is I get really stuck in my routines for better or worse. I play a lot of online. I'm to myself a lot of the time. So just getting out there has been awesome. Getting the reps in, figuring stuff out. I haven't really explained why I'm going solo Sephiroth. I know that might be annoying for some people that want to see me like do better. I just think Sephiroth is really cool. I really want to be good with Sephiroth. It's as simple as that. We'll see. It's also one of those things. I don't want to sound arrogant, but I know my Diddy Kong is ready to go. I don't know how to sugarcoat it. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I know I'm good with Diddy Kong. I don't need to prove that. You know what I mean? Like, but the Sephiroth, like, there's a lot to work on. There's a lot of confidence to be gained. So I don't know. I just, winning with Sephiroth is the only thing as satisfying as winning with Diddy Kong for me. Like, winning with Sephiroth is pretty awesome. It just is. Like, you know.
Having a sword. No, not many people know that, actually. True.
Yeah. Pretty he has pretty windscreens, so. Guys. Did you know that?
Oh, they're really cool, too.
Yeah.
Now, everyone knows that from the mini event that came out when he was announced and released. That was so cool.
His windscreen, like, I can't believe they went that hard.
It's great. I hope that carries forward to the next game, bro, and everyone kind of gets something like that.
Customized, yeah, like just full on. Like, well,
even like Mario kind of got one with them, or Plant with Mario, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They kind of started doing it even before that, where it's like, ooh, other characters can be, you know, big parts of windscreens now. It's
pretty cool.
Pretty cool. So,
and Joker
in
was
Smash
like
4, the crazy thing was Cloud's song not stopping.
Oh, yeah. Just like FF7, if you left it on, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like it's reference, yeah.
That was the beginning of a.
Oh, how great will a new Smash game be, bro? I'm sorry not to be that guy. I mean, I still am having
a blast. It's not happening, actually. Never.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Thank God we can just play with this game forever. Steve, just...
Yeah, they ran out of ideas. It's over. They're not, they actually don't want to make Smash. It won't make enough money, so...
True.
Sorry.
I feel like we're wrapping up here soon. So my flow got thrown off. I want to thank Snorlax. Friend of the show. Also, he's a caster that did The Throne with us, affiliated with The Throne. He went to Kagaribi 14 and got me this shirt. He got me all the crap there, which is really cool. Kagaribi shirt. I'm very excited. So shout out to Snorlax. He's a real one. I beat Pokemon. I did my first ROM hack ever, which I was really excited. I was texting Gavin about. Which one was it? Radical Red.
Yeah,
very good.
One. I've heard the name, so
very, very fun and good. It's like Gen 3, like you play through Gen 3 and it's like Gen 1, but every Pokemon's in it and every mechanic, Dynamax, everything is in it. Like it's insane. Damn. But I also get like playing it and then going back and playing real like Fire Red. I'm like, ooh, I understand why people don't like playing with mods. Is like it changes everything. Yeah. Like it just makes the game so much faster and. Back. Going back is tough, but now that I'm back, I'm like, all right, this feels good again. Like it took like a day or two, and I was like, all right, this is good. I'm rewatching Dragon Ball from the beginning, which I haven't done in a very, very, very long time. And I'm almost into Dragon Ball Z, which I'm very excited about. Tien's my goat now. Watching like when you get older and rewatching or re-experiencing old things is so interesting. And I feel like Smash falls into this category too, very much, even though it's more actively a part of our lives, like. Changing gears and like I'm sure Marcus probably is like the number one person to talk to about this, like, and he did at the beginning of the episode a bit, but like revisiting something that you really like or really care about and having like a new perspective because you've like been through things in life and been doing more things, and Gavin, I'm sure you do too, and Charles as well, like just coming back and like revisiting things is so like things you can appreciate or things that you can like kind of hate on in a different way, like it just changes. So
hating is lit, bro.
Hating is so lit, like it's so cathartic and good, but also not very.
Welcome to Tweak Complains episode 5.
True. But yeah, anyway, that's what I've been up to. Since you guys don't care, but it's all good. Anyway,
we care, bro.
Yeah, okay. Well,
we gaff.
It'd be nice if you acted like it.
We gaff around here.
I've been going to the gym. I'm really stoked about that. It's been good. Stuff is good. I redid my office. Life is good. I'm feeling good. I'm excited. And you and watching you in Paris has been very, very fun. So, like having weeklies, because I watch weeklies
I'm
anyway.
I'm looking at my lesson with Paris.
Dude, that would be fucking funny. You should.
I would. Paris has to ask him if they want it streamed or not, right?
That's
or
what I did. Just... I streamed a couple.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Okay.
Whenever I was trying to actively stream them, it's like, all right, are you down? Because if imagine they're like, no, and it's like, all right, too bad.
It's such a benefit.
No for like people it. Are watching you.
I'd say it's an added benefit to like paying for a lesson. It's like, oh, and also you're on stream and like,
yeah, some people don't have any other way to record it and all that.
Totally. Well, just interacting with chat or talking about things and like whatever. Like, it's good.
I usually prefer to keep it more personal, but there was a point where I was streaming them, and it's definitely a solid option.
Nice. Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you so much for watching. Speaking of Metafy, I also coach the game if you're interested. Metafy.gg/@tweak. Hope everyone's doing well. We also do bonus content on the Patreon, patreon.com/tweaktalks. We upload. Me and Paige
recorded the last
true.
One we recorded was talking about
a unique combination of the cast, the crew here.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
It was Marcus and Charles content.
We've done one before.
Yeah, we've done
complaining
one before.
About
just solo?
Yeah.
Wasn't I there?
No.
Not the Steve one, no. It was like 1 or 2 hours. It was a while. We just
the chat will let us know. What is the combination we haven't done yet? I feel like
we're
missing a couple.
That'd be interesting.
Actually, yeah.
Like just duos?
Duos and trios.
I've only done duos with Chut.
Wow.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, I can definitely say that I've done duels with you, but I don't know if you've done it with the other two, but yeah.
I guess that's
done two duels.
That's about it from us. I'm going to keep grinding, streaming, and locals and everything. And have a good one, y'all. Peace out.